It's my great delight and pleasure to be joined by Alexander Rybak, winner of Eurovision 2009. Alex, great to see you. I know you must be bored of this question, but how did it feel to win Eurovision?
You know, I never get tired of this question because in the middle of everything now, concerts, signing, TV shows, I tend to forget the overwhelming joy that I had 2 months ago and that I actually still have now. But, you know, sometimes it becomes work and it shouldn't. It should just be fun. And every time I hear that question, it's perfect because then I remember how wonderful it was. Actually, I wouldn't say surprising though, because after so many, after so many 12 points, you know.
At what point did you, the 12 points came rolling in?
Yeah.
At what point did you think, I've actually won? I mean, was it after quite a few?
To be honest, no. You know, I'm always a pessimist, but there were like 18 countries left, and already the gap was so huge that it couldn't be reached. So, you know, the Norwegian delegation around the table, we started to already celebrate because we're Norwegians, we are quite humble, really. So, but we already tried to plan, you know, organizer, he said that, okay, Alex, now what you have to do when you're pronounced, then you're going to go on stage to the left side, and then a woman is going to give the microphone to you, and we were like really focused, and and what's going to be next, and suddenly the camera was on us again, and then 12 points, so thank you. So I guess people thought we were like cocky.
Did it take some time for it to actually sink in? I mean, was there a moment, say 2 weeks later, where you think, wow, what have I just done?
No, not that. You know, I've been competing through my whole life, and I really like to win. Mm. So, you know, in a competition, you know that somebody has to win. Yeah. It's not surprising that I won, really. Mm. I know it's cocky of me saying this, but it's not. It was very relieving, but not surprising. But what is surprising, though, is that people do still care about me after Eurovision, you know? That's surprising. I just really, honestly, I just thought I was this entertainment, you know.
Have you found that your life has changed quite dramatically as a result?
Well, yeah, not quite. I wouldn't say dramatically because dramatic. It's such a dramatic word. But it has changed in the good way, you know. And I just try not to change myself. That's the most important.
Morten Harkett was on radio in England last week, saying that he knows you very well, and he's worried that you've been thrown in at the deep end.
Oh, he was in...
He was in England speaking about the new A-ha album, and he said that he's worried that you've been thrown in at the deep end. I mean, do you feel...
It means that you
think you might not be able to cope with the stress of newfound fame, of suddenly being, the big thing.
Then he doesn't know me.
So you're enjoying it, you're liking it.
I'm really, you know, I don't know, I guess I have this gift which I am really grateful to, that, you know, people always try to push me after the concert, try to push me in a limo, because they say, no, now you need to relax so you don't, you know, just so you don't get ill or something. Yeah. I actually like to meet my audience, you know. Yeah. I really do spend 2-3 hours after each concert because that's where I get energy from, you know, with autographs and signings. And for me, just an autographs, it's like meeting people.
And one last question. I guess I'll have to combine two questions into one for the sake of time. Firstly, what did you make of Jade Ewan and Lloyd Webber? The UK entry, and what does the UK have to do to win?
Well, they have won once.
Not for a while, though.
Well, twice.
We have won, Katrine and the...
once.
We have won twice.
Katrine and the Waves, and...
I don't know what the other one was.
Okay, no, right. No, I think it's, you know, for me at least, it helped that I did the whole thing. Mm. It was my story, you know.
Yeah.
It was so easy for me to be real on stage because I knew the I knew the very first idea of the song.
So is there no magic formula? So
I guess not. No,
it's
I guess not.
Being honest and being true.
Yeah.
True to yourself and
and that's and being honest is much easier when the composer is singing himself.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's like if you had a girlfriend and you wanted to ask her to marry you, mm-hmm. you know, it would be much more difficult, less convincing if you hired a man to ask her that, you know.
So, what did you make of the Jade Ewing song then? I mean, what was your favorite one besides your own?
I loved the song.
Yeah.
I really did. Yeah.
So maybe. So any words for Jade?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for a nice week in Moscow. She was really great. Every time she went by, she was smiling and really made people happy.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.